Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Why Do You Think You've Got No Friends? My name is Emily Lane. I'm an actress, writer, singer, codependent, addict to many different things and a recovering everything. And this is the Rock Bottom Podcast, where we discuss the white knuckle moments when we thought it was over and how we clawed our way back to sanity and light from the absolute pits of despair. So I feel that when I write these things, whatever you want to call them, I like to call them pocket podcasts because it's adorable and apt, but I don't know if somebody's already coined that. I've got to be as present and honest as possible because that's something I have always found difficult. In the past, I have fully convinced myself that things were okay, that the behavior was normal. Vodka did a really good job of shutting out that tiny voice that is now my main voice, but for a very long time was the voice that definitely wasn't allowed to sit with us. Poor voice. It must have been exhausting, trying very hard to protect me all those years. It's why I think it's only fair that I give her ample airtime now. I have a name for my CPTSD, my depression, my anxiety, my personality disorders. They're all wrapped up in one morphous blob that I like to call Persephone. Persephone was the daughter of Zeus and Demeter. She was snatched by Hades and, while being kept prisoner in the underworld, ate 6 pomegranate seeds and thus had to live there for 6 months out of the year. So I call my depressed, anxious CPTSD brain Persephone because I spend half my time in hell. And that's where I am today. One of my brilliant friends said the other day, a lot of people think of healing and see candlelit baths and spa days and smoothies, but actually it's so not pretty. And that's completely right. This journey that I have been on for the last 6 months or so has had more ups and downs than Nemesis Inferno. That's a roller coaster, by the way, if you weren't sure. It's ugly as fuck. I have spent days curled in a fetal position, howling like a banshee. I have been down on my knees, praying for the strength to get through the next 10 minutes. This isn't even beginning to be an exaggeration. I have also spent days feeling genuine joy. The greatest thing about feeling joy on a journey of recovery is the certainty that it's real. Before, my intermittent euphoria was coming from booze, sex, drugs, work. Acting generates a huge high. My normal life, my real life, was a mess, so I did anything I could to avoid it. So my perceived happiness was actually a very rickety bridge suspended over a giant pool of lava. Now, this sounds terrifying, but there's something kind of intoxicating about unpredictability. I did not want to leave the bridge, but there comes a time when you have to. I'd suggest not doing what I did, which was essentially naked swan diving into the lava. Better to take careful steps and head for the nearest exit. After a couple of weeks in rehab, I remember saying that my rock bottom felt like it had a smattering of gravel over it. The healing journey genuinely feels like you are filling a deep, deep hole with a solid foundation. It is back-breaking work. There are a lot of tears, a lot of sweat, and in my case, some blood. And yes, more days than not, you want to quit the hole. A smoothie or a candlelit bath or a spa day does not distract from the hole. I couldn't even have booze and make it a party hole. And to make it worse, it seems like all your friends are outside the hole on a road trip that's all over Instagram. However, your real friends will get inside the hole with you and help you lay concrete when you ask. When you're genuinely healing, the hole doesn't go away. You cannot distract from the hole. The hole is ever present. I know I throw analogies at you like snowballs, but honestly, it's my best way of explaining. There is a big difference between filling the hole and just fixing a plank on the rickety bridge. The plank is far more attractive and a way quicker fix. I would much rather do the plank because it's easy and also because the hole honestly looks like fucking Azkaban, but the plank is unsteady and no one is going to build a house on it. The good news about the hole, as daunting and massive and unfriendly as it may appear, the work is happening outside, so you can see the sky. It might look like a post-it note patch of light, it's so distant, but you know what you're working towards. Full disclosure, there will be times when you're filling the hole where some cracks appear and you will fall a couple of meters down. That's the kind of day I am having today. Those are the days when you want to sell the cement mixer. Those are the days when you sit and cry with exhaustion. Those are the days when you reminisce about the bridge. You miss the bridge. You miss the chaos. You miss the cocktails. You miss the substances you discovered on the bridge. And you really, really miss the person who was swinging on it with you. The one who was daring you to jump just a little bit further, knowing that landing could either result in a wild euphoria or a painful death. And either way, an anecdote that will be passed on in legend. Hello, Persephone, I know how you feel. When that happens, allow yourself to rest. Allow yourself to cry. Allow yourself to grieve. Pushing it away is the whole equivalent of fixing a plank on the bridge. It just means you'll fall a bit further next time. If you need a hand up, then ask for it. You might think you've got no friends willing to jump in there with you, but honestly, you might be surprised. There are moments of filling the hole that I imagine are a bit like the final 10 meters of the London Marathon. There are people applauding you. People who can see what it's taken. People who can see the bravery and the determination and are just really fucking proud. And trust me, it will be worth it when you look back at the bridge that's now crumbling into the lava and you'll thank the universe you're not still stood there. I've had to learn a lot about delayed gratification. As an addict, it's all about the instant rush. Being where I am now is tough as hell, but I know it's leading to a better future, far more delightful and full of genuine joy, not breadcrumb highs. And I'm not there yet, but I believe it's coming, and I know this hole that is fully up to code with planning permission, etc., will not let me fall right back down into that pit. I am safe from the lava. And as tough as it is, I truly believe it will be worth it. And you know yourself, really. You know where you're standing. Whether you're on the bridge, deep in the hole, nearly out of the hole, or never had anything to do with any of it. And I call bullshit on that one, but still. You know whether you're pretending to be stood somewhere different. Because the tiny voice is telling you. And mine was screaming at me by the end of it and very nearly got silenced altogether. Be brave. And do the things you don't want to do because that is the only way we change. By being a little bit fearless and turning our backs on the instant gratification. And if you're anything like me, it's nearly impossible to do, so I see you. My tiny voice is called Pandora because of the box and because of the hope. And yes, this may sound unbelievably trite, but I don't care. Pandora and Persephone are slowly learning to talk to each other. And the more they live in harmony, the easier it gets to fill the hole. Of course, today, Persephone is being an absolute twat, but a lot of the time she just needs food and sleep, and that is something I know we can all relate to. So get ready for some hole filling. and go right ahead and make that into a euphemism if it makes you smile. I'll talk to you next time. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. A new episode coming at you every Tuesday. Send your stories or get in touch at contact@whydoyouthink.com. I'll see you soon.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.